Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will, and across from me is Jason.
I am ready now, Will.
And as always, you know who's always ready? Michael.
Hello.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Word. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFPpodcast. All of our Patreon Saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. On the monthly Disney Classic series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films, which is Disney related. Mm-hmm. So just FYI. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site. So sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of the Florida Project. In today's episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. I will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then we'll talk about our most recent trip to Walt Disney World, which was just this past weekend. All that more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
Small
topics. Small topic number one. Which Disney resort would you choose if you were planning a four-day trip where people in your group were planning to visit all four parks, Disney Springs, Typhoon Lagoon, Winter Summerland, and the golf course? You can only use free Disney transportation, no Ubers or minivans. So this is what is the most efficient resort, not what's your favorite resort. I feel like Coronado Springs is very centrally located. I feel like it never took us hardly any time to get anywhere.
That it's not true. Convenient to the Magic Kingdom, but only five resorts are.
And they're not convenient to anything else.
True, but they are on a monorail line, three of them.
Yeah, which ones have multiple forms of transportation? Because those are probably your...
Yeah.
Yeah, your Caribbean Beach...
Which is going to be my answer, for the record.
Art of Animation, Riviera. Oh, I guess, do they do buses up those too?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not to Epcot or Hollywood Studios, typically.
Boats. Who has boats?
The Port Orleans resorts. And the Boardwalk and Yacht Club. They have those really, really slow boats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Beach Club. Sorry, Beach Club. Poor Beach Club.
All the lagoon or
those are walkable to two of the parks.
Yes. See, I was thinking that too. I think that's going to be one of my answers. The problem is still wherever you go, when you threw in that golf course thing, that's the tough one. I don't know how to get there on Disney transportation to any of the golf, like to either the Palm or the Magnolia.
You'd probably have to go to a park and then
I don't know if they have bus service to one of those resorts. They're not at a resort.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you could take the Shades of Green resort.
No. The one we went to was at a resort.
I know it is, but I'm trying to think of the two oldest ones, the Palm and the Magnolia. You can take a Shades of Green bus.
Yeah.
Over there. Okay.
Will they let you on the Shades of Green bus?
I'm sure because it's the only way to get to the golf course. Those two golf courses. Your classic ones across from, the poly there on that side. So, I was going to say Caribbean Beach, but now I am moving. I'm going to say Yacht or Beach. Actually, Beach, because it's 5 seconds away from a Skyliner, and that Skyliner can take you to two parks or you can walk to the front of Epcot and take the monorail or take a bus. And it is Epcot. It really is pretty centrally located. So that's what I'm going with.
Okay. Michael?
I'm going to go with the Polynesian.
Oh, yeah.
Because as the monorail,
uh-huh.
you can also walk over to the Ticket and Transportation Center to take the monorail to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could also do the buses, right?
Yep.
Do they have buses there?
They do.
Yeah.
But not in the Magic Kingdom unless the monorail's down.
Yeah. But you could take a boat to the Magic Kingdom.
You can. Unless the boats are down.
Yes.
Things go down. I'm just saying.
Okay. Can you can walk to Epcot from the boardwalk, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say Coronado, but the walking to two parks is a good pro. So I'll say the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And you got all that nightlife right there.
Because we're so into nightlife.
We are.
For the record.
All right, next up, we have Daylight Saving Time begins this weekend, which means we spring forward and lose an hour. There's a lot of public support, especially from software engineers, to end daylight saving time. If that were to happen, which would you keep? Standard time where it's lighter earlier in the day or daylight saving time where it's lighter later into the evening?
Are those our only pros and cons?
What?
What you just said. The daylight later in the evening or earlier in the morning. There's got to be something else that can sway the opinion.
Well, I'm sure there are pros and cons.
Yeah.
I'm just saying those are the definitions of the two.
Yeah. I don't care, typically.
I prefer standard time. It's 10 o'clock and it's still light outside. What is happening? What are we doing here?
Well, one, that doesn't happen in
Georgia. Well, at 9 it does.
At 9, sure.
That's too much.
Well, 9 o'clock is still prime time.
I shouldn't be in bed when the sun goes down.
Well, I mean, you know.
That is true.
Or before the sun goes down.
You're not a toddler. But they go to bed when the sun's still blazing. So, I mean, yep. You know, it's fine. I guess standard, sure. I don't have a strong opinion either way. I think it's one of those quote controversies I just don't care about.
I don't think it's a controversy.
Oh, no.
I think everybody
people talk
wants
about
to
it.
Get rid of it.
No, I bet there's people holding up signs somewhere for daylight savings time. What do we want? Savings. When do we want it? Around October.
It's my constitutional right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you save in March.
In March.
Standard time.
Yeah.
My basic time. Am I right?
Yeah.
Wait, am I going with daylight? Yeah, I'm going with daylight savings now because I came up with a poster.
Generally, I don't have a preference. I just want to get rid of them, but I don't have a favorite.
Yeah.
But
you have to pick.
For picking, I'm going to go with the one that's darker in the morning because I like to sleep later. So I'd rather it be darker in the morning.
You're going to have to wait an hour for fireflies to come out?
But I can.
Lightning bugs.
But I can go on walks or swim.
Movie night, movie projected on the side of the house. You got to wait. Can't do that.
You've never done that.
Drive-in movies?
I'd rather watch inside.
You have to wait until like 9, 9:30.
You have such a nice TV inside. Why would you do that?
Fireworks are later. Fantasmic is later.
Michael loves the late night. You're not swaying.
Just saying.
That's just the one that works with my personal schedule. But I really don't care either.
Just thinking about yourself.
No, I don't care.
All right, if a chip were implanted in your head where you could only listen to one specific genre of music with lyrics, like Disney music, Top 40, show tunes, Elvis music, whatever, or movie scores for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? If any music other than the one you select is within earshot, the chip filters the music out.
Weird.
Yeah. You hear everything else, but except for the music.
So if you go to a concert, you don't hear the concert?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
That would be hilarious. I would kind of enjoy that.
You would hear all the people around you talking.
Yeah, and singing in their horrible like voices.
No. Nope. And then you would hear the in between when they're like, "How you doing, Atlanta?
We're good. That's where we live."
So it's the part about it would automatically filter out other music only connected to the movie score option? Or was that for all of them?
For all of them. So if you pick, I only want to listen to Britney Spears music.
What a terrible choice.
Then it filters out everything that's not Britney Spears. So if there's a Britney Spears song in a movie, you would hear that.
Ah, the hit movie Crossroads.
Yes.
Starring one Britney Spears.
But everything else would be filtered out.
I guess I'll go with movie scores because if that's the only music I can listen to, it's probably my favorite genre. So I'd rather have something without the words if I had to hear it over and over and over again.
Okay. Will?
Yeah, I like to listen to music while I work sometimes, but I can't listen to anything with lyrics a lot of times.
I have that problem too.
So
it's not really a problem.
No, it'd be a minor annoyance.
Yeah.
But I would miss lyrical music. Mm-hmm. But I get tired of different genres so quickly. It'd be a shame if I picked one and then it's all I could listen to for the rest of my life. So I guess I'd have to go with movie scores too. So you get nothing forever.
Yeah. My genre would probably be show tunes, and I do like to sing along with them in the car. Ooh. I can't go to live theater if I don't pick that.
Yeah.
Pick
movies. You can. There's just going to be a lot of dead space.
I'll just have to go to plays.
Yeah.
Only plays.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why can't you go to live theater? If show tunes are...
Well, if it was a musical, I couldn't... Oh, no, if I picked movie scores. Because I was going to pick movie scores because watching movies without music would be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, super weird. However, I prefer the theater over a movie, I think. So I guess I'll have to go with lyrics.
I think it's
just have an awkward movie.
You're going to have some awkward.
I don't know
times
why everybody's
regardless.
So upset over this. It's not.
All you can watch are those indie art house flicks with no music.
Yeah.
I would not choose to get this chip.
Well, you can't. It's coming anyway.
It's a chip. Government.
Poor, poor government. They've ran out of things to control us. Yeah. They got to work on our musical tastes.
And that is it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those were some great small topics. News. Here are three news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World and Disney Cruise Line. Number one, former Walt Disney Imagineering lead Bruce Vaughn returns to the role. So Disney Parks head Josh D'Amaro made the announcement that former Imagineer Bruce Vaughn is making a surprise return to Walt Disney Imagineering as co-lead of Disney's theme park creative team. Bruce will take up the role effective March 20th and will co-lead the organization with Walt Disney Imagineering president Barbara Bauza, with both leaders reporting directly to D'Amaro.
I think it's just D'Amaro.
Vaughn joined Walt Disney Imagineering in 1993 as a senior technical specialist and moved up to chief creative executive, where he led Walt Disney Imagineering with Bob Weiss. Vaughn said, quote, "I've remained an Imagineer at heart, so I'm thrilled to join Barbara and reunite with this phenomenal global team of creators and innovators during this pivotal time," end quote.
I feel like I'm an Imagineer at heart, too, but not in the brain.
But not at practice.
Yeah.
No, I am. Yeah.
I could be an Imagineer, but like one of the technical ones, not one of the ones that comes up with cool new stuff, but somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I can build a model.
I'd do the big picture.
Yeah, I'd be good at the
blue. I don't think you could do the big picture.
I could do the stuff. Big picture. Blue sky.
I could do blue sky.
Yeah.
Nah, see, that's the harder part.
Monorails
everywhere.
That's
the easy part. Yes, see? Figure it out, nerds.
No.
Skyliners as far as the eye can see.
That's not how it works.
And do it without
that's not Imagineering. That's being an executive.
Well, I want to do that, too. I want to be the executive in charge of Imagineering.
Well, D'Amaro goes on to say, quote, "Together, Bruce and Barbara will partner closely to connect visionary creative thinking with project opportunities and flawless execution and delivery. With significant developments underway and more on the horizon, this dedicated focus toward creativity and innovation will help us deliver next-level experiences well into the future. To best accomplish this, they'll be working together to swiftly identify the most effective way to structure Imagineering," end quote. So that's exciting. Some changes to Imagineering. And they have projects on the horizon, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Do they still move them all to Florida?
I believe that is on hold.
Good.
/ canceled.
Yeah.
From the random headlines I've read. I don't know.
It should be canceled.
But I'm going to go with canceled.
Yeah.
Florida is, it should be on timeout for a while.
Yeah. Number two, Tron Light Cycle Run virtual queue details released. So Disney has provided details for their virtual queue to be used when Tron Light Cycle Run opens at the Magic Kingdom next month. Notably, Disney will be using the virtual queue during extended evening theme park hours when available for guests staying at deluxe Disney Resort hotels.
Boo!
The first extended evening hours at Magic Kingdom after the opening of Tron is April 5th, 2023. A standby line will not be available, and Lightning Lane access will only be possible via an individual attraction purchase, with pricing to be announced. This will be familiar if you've used any of the other virtual queues at Walt Disney World, but here are the three queue times. 7 a.m., guests do not need to be in the park when they join, but they must have a theme park reservation for Magic Kingdom Park. 1 p.m., guests must be in the Magic Kingdom Park to join the virtual queue. 6 p.m., an additional opportunity to request to join the virtual queue will be available on select dates during extended evening theme park hours, a benefit for registered guests staying at a Disney Deluxe Resort, Disney Deluxe Villa Resort, or other select hotels. Guests with this benefit do not need to be in the Magic Kingdom Park to request to join at that time. Guests will need to use the My Disney Experience app to enter this attraction. A standby queue will not be available, and each guest can request to enter the virtual queue no more than once per day during regular park hours. Guests must have a valid admission and a theme park reservation to join the virtual queue. So basically the same as it was for Guardians, or is for Guardians.
So it's 7 o'clock. Is that just for resort guests like it is at Guardians?
No, the 7 virtual queue isn't affected by the 7 a.m.
That's Lightning Lane.
Yeah.
Apologies.
The individual Lightning Lane purchase.
Got it.
So yeah, I'm really curious to see when Tron opens if Guardians will still have the virtual queue. It's going to
open on April 4th. They've said that. Oh, sorry. You weren't finished with your sentence.
No.
No, I read today, I didn't click on the article, but there was something where I believe it is sticking around, the Guardians one.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So I wonder if you can join two virtual queues.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird.
I hope so.
I feel like they need to let the Guardians one go. Like, because you can get Lightning Lanes well into the day now, right? Mm-hmm. And virtual queue mostly anytime. And how long has Guardians been open? Over a year now, right?
It'll be a year in Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. So it's gone through a summer already.
Yeah.
So I say get rid of it. Use that queue that you got inside. It's a nice queue. It's a very nice queue. I bet that 6 p.m. one will be popular. So you can get the night times.
But just for Lightning our betters.
Yeah. Just for the deluxes.
Yeah, I bet the nighttime slots for the individual Lightning Lane purchase will go quickly, too, for that reason.
Indeed.
Yeah, that would be quite a, you know, we can talk about it more in the Tron show, but it would be quite a pupil dilation adjustment from the launch out and then back in.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Jason. Speaking of points, number three, Disney Cruise Line's Lighthouse Point to open in 2024.
Well, it doesn't even matter if we were done talking about it. The segue had happened. For the record, I am done. I just want you to know I'm done.
We discussed this at least a couple years ago, but Disney Cruise Line has announced that its new island destination at Lighthouse Point, located on the island of Eleuthera in the Bahamas, will welcome guests in the summer of 2024.
Oh yeah, I forgot this was going to be a thing.
Disney says that it has worked in close collaboration with local artists and advisors to be a unique celebration of Bahamian culture brought to life with the quality and service of a Disney vacation. It is also designed to provide a hassle-free experience for families, including complimentary beach essentials such as towels, chairs, and umbrellas and lunch, and convenient tram transportation. Disney is also considering the environmental impact of Lighthouse Point. At least 90% of the destination's electricity needs will be met by an on-site solar array. The pier was designed to avoid the need for dredging, and elevated walkways will help limit impact on the landscape. White sandy beaches and turquoise waters will greet guests at the expansive family beach on the east side of the island, which will be centrally located near market-style dining, recreation, and other amenities. A Bahamian art and culture pavilion featuring special programs and local artists will provide visitors to Lighthouse Point opportunities to learn and celebrate the traditions and natural beauty of the Bahamas. A brightly colored interactive family water play area will include two slides, water drums, fountains, and more, along with a dedicated space for toddlers. North of the family area will be an adult exclusive beach, complete with a dedicated dining area for convenient access to food and drinks throughout the day, plus 6 private cabanas available by reservation.
Ooh. Adult cabanas.
Children ages 3 to 12 will splash and play at a themed kids club under the care of Disney Cruise Line counselors. It will include a splash pad inspired by the favorite undersea creatures from Walt Disney Animation Studios, The Little Mermaid, plenty of shade, and a dedicated dining area. Set away from the activity of the main family area, a peaceful beach along the southwestern shore will be lined with 20 premium family cabanas available to rent, including 4 double cabanas that accommodate larger groups and offer massage services. Additional recreational activities will be available for kids and kids at heart, including a covered gaming pavilion, a volleyball court, and Gaga ball pit. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. You got to have a Gaga ball pit.
I'm Googling that right now, guys.
A watercraft and bicycle rentals, nature trails for hiking and biking, and more. And a collection of new port adventures developed in partnership with local tour operators will take guests beyond Lighthouse Point to explore the rich culture and breathtaking beauty of Eleuthera.
A Gaga ball pit. Gaga is a form of dodgeball that originated in Israel in the 70s and spread when Israeli counselors brought the game to summer camps around the world. Players start in a pit, an octagon-shaped court, hitting and rolling the ball with their hand to eliminate other players.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well, there we go.
Gaga ball.
Like, oh, you guys didn't know that?
No. I wonder if that's something that's popular in the Bahamas.
I don't know. You'll have to go to the island of Eleuthera and find out.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Paradise Point, where they have the counselors throw shade at the kids, as I understand it. That's what you're wearing?
So I guess this will be a similar experience to the Castaway Key. But this seems like more, just like more in general, more stuff.
Yep.
More Bahama culture. And that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael.
Tweet.
All right. It's time to sign up for another Run Disney event, everybody, which I actually might be doing again because I was talking to my mom about it during the Princess 5K. I was like, oh, we should do the Wine and Dine one for an excuse to go to Wine and Dine. But I don't like to do any of the longer races because then it ruins like the wine and like the food and wine. Right.
Yeah.
So 5K, lovely. So they've released the themes for this year's 2023 Wine and Dine Run Disney weekend. And I love whoever writes these things because it just makes me chuckle. It's so Disney and so ridiculous. Get your race weekend appetite ready as Run Disney prepares to whisk you off into a journey of good food and good company during the 2023 Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend's Banquet Bash. This year's delectable event serves up courses, get it, inspired by memorable Disney dinner and tea parties and favorite moments found around the table.
Love tea parties.
Add a little extra seasoning with an exciting post-race party to celebrate with friends and family at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, and you have a delicious race weekend to remember. Let's take a first look, or rather a first bite, at the individual event themes. I mean, whoever was doing this was having such a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're living their best life.
Had a glass of wine that day, working from home.
You know, their race courses and their food. I'm putting that in there.
I'm doing it.
All right. The 5K racers, prepare yourselves for a spin around Epcot with Alice, the Mad Hatter, and all their Wonderland friends from Walt Disney Animation Studios, Alice in Wonderland, during the 5K. Enjoy a 3.1-mile tea party adventure as you make a mad dash to the finish line and celebrate a very merry unbirthday with your newly earned finisher medal. 10K, be our racing guest.
You think they hand out tea on the course?
No, that would not be. Oh, well, if it was ice.
Hot tea.
Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, not cups of little saucers.
People are so like gross and throw things. Like, it would just be shattered like yeah. China everywhere. Oh, then no, they should not.
They should not do that.
But if they did, I would stop and sip my tea.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to those volunteers. Oh, Darjeeling? Yes. That's very good.
That'd be so much spilled tea.
Oh. All right, for the 10K, be our racing guest and put our 6.2 mile course to the test as the dining room proudly presents the Wine and Dine 10K. Set out on a race day adventure in the great wide somewhere with Lumiere, Cogsworth, and other Enchanted Castle residents from Disney Animation's Beauty and the Beast.
That's a good one. I would run in that one.
The half marathon. Get ready for a fantastical and magical 13.1 mile journey through Walt Disney World Resort during the Wine and Dine half marathon. Participants are invited to pull up a chair at the family table as they join Mirabelle and the rest of the family Madrigal from Disney Animation's Academy Award winning Encanto.
Ooh.
To discover that when they push through the surface pressure, there's no limit to what else they can do.
All right. That one seems a little forced.
It was.
Yeah.
I think they peaked already with these. Two-course challenge. Let your imagination and endurance run wild as you head to Figment's open house for a visit into his topsy-turvy kitchen during the 2023 two-course challenge. Participants will need just one spark of inspiration to complete both the Wine and Dine 10K and half marathon for a total of 19.3 miles and earn a specialty challenge medal. You can also do it virtually, as always. And you won't want to miss out on celebrating your race weekend accomplishments during the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon post-race party. From access to Epcot International Food and Wine Festival global marketplaces and select Epcot attractions to exclusive entertainment and more, it's a delicious ending to your race weekend fun. Runners wanting to join this year's event should mark their calendars for the following registration dates. Club Run Disney Gold and Platinum members are March 14th at 10 a.m. And general registration is March 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern. And if it's like last time, maybe 10:15. Maybe the next day. Who knows?
See how smooth it'll go this time.
So hopefully they've gotten that figured out again. But we'll see. And that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a great trip down Main Tweet USA.
Today's topic, our latest Walt Disney World trip review, not to be confused with my mini trip review from last week.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've had two trip review episodes in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that was only a small topic. Yeah. So, that was a small segment.
This is a wine and, or not wine and dine, flower and garden.
But ironically, this trip was shorter than your trip that crazy. We did a small topic for.
And yet, we packed in a lot.
We did.
You know? So we took a quick trip to Walt Disney World this past weekend for the Passholder preview of Tron Light Cycle Run, but we're not going to talk about it ever. Nope. It was for us. That was our time.
Everything is not for the podcast. Some things are just for us.
At least this week.
Yeah. 2 weeks from now, we're actually going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Everything's for the podcast. We need content.
And also, we'll probably mention something about it as we're going through this.
Best thing ever.
Michael, fine. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh. And now you're not getting an episode in 2 weeks. You can thank Michael.
Just replay that. Best thing ever. We're going to discuss that in a couple weeks. Today, we're going to talk about the rest of the trip, including the 2023 International Flower and Garden Festival, which we spent a decent amount of time at on Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We did. Sunday. Right? The days were weird.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Yeah, we kept forgetting what day it was because we traveled on Saturday. Yeah. Got up bright and early and left on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And then Ben, I had just been there the previous Sunday. So everything was really weird.
Yeah.
I got to say. I was literally getting deja vu about a few things. I'm like, did I bet. Like, was that here last time I was here? You were only here 5 days ago, idiot. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I can't imagine because I was feeling some of that with having been there 4 or 5 weeks ago. So I can't imagine us being there like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Must be what it's like to be a local.
Mm. Yeah, but I wasn't obnoxious about it, hopefully. Of course, I didn't listen to myself, so who knows? All right. So, like I said, got up, took a leisurely trip down on Saturday from it and the ATL. Lovely trip down. We have nothing to report there. Stopped at a Checkers for my first time in like 25 years.
Yeah. Love Checkers.
Good fries.
Really good fries.
The burger
and
was meh.
You can get an extra large fry, and it's a soda cup full of fries.
You don't need that many fries.
You don't. I always get it, but never finish it.
Oh, but they did have that crazy robot ordering system.
Oh, yeah. So they had a, it was like an AI, I guess, like chatbot basically, instead of the person in the drive-thru. And it really throws you off at the first time, because it's like, you know, go ahead with your order when you're ready. And you say your thing, and then it's a robot that repeats it back to you. Yeah. And you're like, and it asks you follow-up questions.
Which you, I thought I had already said, but it didn't get all that. Right. I just got the cadence was off. But then once you get used to it, they got the whole thing right.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
McDonald's tried this in a different way a while back, where they were outsourcing, and they may still do it at some McDonald's, where they have like call centers that are basically doing the ordering.
Oh, weird.
And
yeah, that's weird.
So I enjoyed it. I think everybody should go to this because it really turned out quite well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if there's an issue with any kind of thing, they just put the regular person on.
Yeah.
If it, you know, something, if there's a problem.
I made the joke then, but I wanted to think that there was like a lady in there just talking like a robot on the thing.
Well, maybe there was.
I know he said no pickles, but I'm going to ask him. All right. So got there and we checked in to our all-star music resort family suite again. Pretty much from my recommendation from when I was there like 5-6 weeks ago on race weekend.
Yeah, it was a good setup. We had never stayed there before.
Mm-mm. I have an update. I do not hate the all-stars anymore.
Yeah.
This was a well-appointed room.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty comfortable. My only real complaint is so it's like a sitting room, living room with a sofa and a table and the TV. And then two full-size beds, probably, maybe queens, fold out of the wall. And that has a little bathroom. And that is...
excuse me, it was a regular size.
Or bathroom. That has a bathroom.
How dare you, sir.
And it is... So what they did was they just walled up one of the doors on two adjoining rooms and tore down the wall. And for one room, they left it pretty much the same. That's the sitting room one. And then they also, in the other room, they turned that into a bedroom with a bathroom and a kitchen. So the bathroom is kind of turned vertically rather than horizontally, which they normally are horizontal. So they're vertical. So you have like the bathroom going back and then you have the kitchen going back that you can access through the little hallway there. So it's a great, like it was a great setup. The furniture is not very comfortable. Like the sofa is not very comfortable. But you know, for what, $400 a night?
Was that the thing you didn't like?
What?
You led off with, I liked everything except.
Did I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Having a real William Shatner moment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. So I liked everything except for in the main bedroom, the bed was a queen bed, not a king bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you can't fit it in there. It's too small.
Yeah. So that it should be. Had to make that
kitchenette.
Yeah. That, it feels like that should be a king bed. But I enjoyed it. We were pretty, our spot was pretty good.
We were two buildings away. We were the second building away from the bus stop and food court, et cetera. And lovely game room if you wanted to get into that.
Yeah. The All-Stars, they share a bus, I guess, going to the parks in the morning for a lot of the year. We're probably in peak times, they each get individual buses, but, going to the park, so it stops at sports first, then music, then movies. So if you're at movies, you may be waiting on buses for a while, or you're definitely going to be standing up the whole time. But the ones coming back are just for your one resort. So
you know. We never had any issues. We
had good bus luck.
Yeah, we really did.
Especially after leaving the Magic Kingdom on whatever day that was, night that was.
Monday?
So they gave us two buses, a double. And then another bus after.
Yeah, double because there was like 1,000 cheerleaders. So I think they called in that double.
It was great. It was the dance competition going, the national championships of some sort going on that weekend.
So
I've talked about the All-Star Suites a couple of weeks ago. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It is now a definite higher on the list than it would be otherwise. So
it's, agreed.
It's, if you've stayed in an Art of Animation family suite, the All-Star ones are much smaller than the Art of Animation ones. But if you're spending most of your time out,
yeah,
it's not a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did not go to a park on our first day. Thought about it, but did not. Went to a nice dinner, and then we used our nice TV upgrade room to watch Tron Legacy.
We sure did.
Casted from our phone.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yep. Well,
so the reason I wanted to watch Tron Legacy is when we went with our nieces right after they had opened Flight of Passage, there was a channel on the Disney like resort TV that just played Avatar over and over and over and over and over again.
So like three times a day, because that's
It was like, all right, we understand you may not know what this new land is or what it's based off of. Even though, you know, that movie made $2 billion.
Almost three.
So they had that playing the whole time. So I was like, oh, we should watch Tron Legacy. And I was really hoping that they had it and was looking through like the special event channels and things. But it was all cheerleading related or dance related. So we watched it.
It was as I remembered it from the theater.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's cool looking.
It is very cool looking.
I love the light cycle scene the most.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's better than Tron. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We might want, we could save anything else. They're
still both confusing, but.
But which one?
They're both confusing.
Yeah, but at least, well, Tron Legacy, at least they have some more exposition. Tron. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's cool looking. And it's a great ride. So let's just leave it at that. I mean,
and Jeff Bridges has gone full the dude in just everything.
Oh yeah.
Like, I love him.
That's all he does now.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
You want Bridges?
Old stoner in your movies? That's what you get.
Yep.
You
act like anything else. Well, it's not happening.
Yeah. That's a young man's game.
Willie Nelson don't rap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we were only there 2 full days, but boy, were they jam-packed.
Yeah.
Except poor Animal Kingdom got left out again. I haven't been to Animal Kingdom since last fall or maybe last spring. And I've been on many trips now. It keeps getting left behind. You know, the poor animals.
A shame.
It's probably because I feel bad for all those times we've had these small topics and I've talked about eating the animals at like a restaurant or something. You know, so maybe I just feel guilty about it. So, first stop, Epcot, new Epcot sign.
Yeah.
At the front there. That's nice. And then we got all three of us got up at 7 a.m. to get a virtual queue and whoever got Lightning Lane first, right?
And, well, we did virtual queue for Guardians,
uh-huh.
Lightning Lane for Guardians,
and yes,
Lightning Lane for Rise of the Resistance for the evening.
Yeah. And it all worked out great.
It did.
Wait, was that the first day?
It was.
Yeah, so we went to bed the night before. It was okay. Michael, you work on the virtual queue.
He's got the fastest draw.
Will, you're in charge of Guardians. I was in charge of Rise.
It all worked out.
It did. It was perfect.
And the virtual queue and the Lightning Lane for Guardians were in the morning, so that was convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first things we did, really, right?
Yeah.
Once we got there. So we did Guardians basically twice in a row, and then Michael was able to do it a third time. It was lovely.
Yeah.
We did have one issue on Guardians.
One's my limit.
Yeah. Pre-show. It was broken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was in the B mode.
The B mode.
Yeah. Shame.
You didn't...
Teleport. Yeah. You did, but you were already there.
Yeah.
So it was fine. And I didn't get September either time I was on it, and that's my favorite song.
Yeah.
We got Disco Inferno. And something else. I can't remember.
Burn Baby Burn. Wants to rule the world.
I guess my third time I got Burn Baby Burn.
That's Disco Inferno.
Oh, okay. I got that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first one you said?
Yeah, that was the one you and I got.
Oh, okay. Then I got it again.
Okay.
I didn't realize that it was called Disco Inferno.
There was one time Michael wrote it 5 times in a row and got Disco Inferno all 5 times.
No, it was Conga.
Oh, it was Conga.
Maybe you got Conga on the third one. Well, let's just say that since you can.
Okay.
No, he said what he got. He just doesn't know the name of the song.
No, and as always, what a ride. I mean,
it's really goodness. Good.
So smooth.
I mean, and this is even coming from even riding Tron, you know, that weekend too, which we can start talking about stuff like that later, but it's Guardians is so great.
Yeah.
It's so smooth. And my goodness, just
such an experience.
Yeah.
Like it feels like more than a roller coaster to me.
Yeah. Oh.
And more than a roller coaster type attraction as well.
Thank you, Michael. So while Michael was writing his third rise. Excuse me, Guardians. Jason and I started to go ahead and get into the flower and garden food booths because there were two. There was one right there, right outside of Tron and the Creation Shop. There was another one, but it had long lines, so we didn't go over there.
Yeah. So yeah, first one we went to was Epcot Farmer's Feast.
Yes.
And at that one, I got the, they had a vichyssoise, so I got that. It was a chilled potato and leek soup. It was good. It was a little salty.
It was too much, too.
But
the portion was massive.
It was a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a... Like, if you were like, I could go for a bowl of cold soup for lunch today, go to this thing. It's like $5, and you get a whole bowl of soup.
I'll tell you, I tried it. It was good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have wanted the whole bowl.
No.
But I'm normally not a big vichyssoise fan anyway. And it's good. I just don't want a lot of it. Which I think is funny, because this is the booth that we heard somebody asking for something. Apparently, they're going to have a... early bloom menu, which is we were at.
Yeah, yeah.
A springtime menu, and then a summer solstice. That's how far this flower and garden festival goes.
Things are going to go out of season.
I'm telling you. Well, they die in the land, so they got to plant more things, right? I got the char-grilled bison ribeye. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. It had good flavor.
It did.
It wasn't like dry.
Yeah, and it wasn't flavorless like some bison steaks I've had before.
Yep.
So, yeah, we did that, and then we went in the Creation Shop, and then Michael met us. Oh, I also had the only thing that I had all day that I would not recommend anybody getting is the Ghost Mary.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Boyd & Blair potato vodka Bloody Mary, but with, like, tomato water and something else that was kind of interesting, whatever it was. It just tasted like... Like, I drank a Bloody Mary, and then I left it out in the sun, and they put a few more ice cubes in it, and all the ice melted, so it was just a really, really watered-down Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh. Yeah, to me, it tasted like if you made one of those sort of summertime lemonade-type cocktails, but used tomato flavor instead of whatever fruit juice.
Mm. Yeah.
So... I don't know why you would want to force yourself to drink a Bloody Mary. Like, if you don't like them, if it's not your thing, I don't know why you would want to just like...
That would not be advisable.
I really want this to be my thing. But if you don't like the tomato soup texture of a regular Bloody Mary, this could be for you. But like, just there are other tricks.
Yeah, no, it's...
Have a mimosa.
I highly recommend
it. Have a screwdriver.
Absolutely.
Plenty of other drinks.
Just leave the Bloody Marys to the professionals, okay?
Yeah.
Once you get a taste for it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Yeah. I think a Bloody Mary is you're a Bloody Mary person or you're not.
Exactly.
It's not like a, you know, coffee.
Right. So speaking of brunch, we didn't go into this booth because there were too many people.
It was a crazy line.
It was crazy crowded. Brunchcot was right near Test Track.
Yeah.
They have avocado toast there. So, you know, it was just all the childless millennials.
And shrimp and grits.
And that's why they can't buy houses is because they're eating avocado
toast. I've heard that.
Yep. Yeah, I wanted to get the shrimp and grits.
And the Fruit Loop shake. I was hoping Michael would get that.
Yeah, I tried to get him to go because they also had fried cinnamon roll bites. And Michael likes a cinnamon roll and he likes a Fruit Loop. So I was hoping he would get those things, but he did not.
Yeah.
It didn't the line happen. Was too long.
Yeah.
The line was too long.
Yeah.
And we had so many other places to go.
Yeah. And I think this is one of the, like, it's on culinary treat thing or whatever.
And we'll be back, so maybe next time.
Yeah, because it goes until July.
Yeah.
I mean. So next we went into the Odyssey, which this year was the Citrus Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the food they had, they also had the merch shop there. And Flower and Garden Festival has three different themes this year.
Yeah. It
was weird. Yeah.
Snow White, Orange Bird, and Figment.
Yeah.
And plenty of merch for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. I applaud.
I got a dope hat.
Yeah,
it was dope.
That is... It's bright orange. It has an orange bird head with sunglasses on it. I love it. I almost returned it, and then I put it on, and I was like, nah, this hat's dope. Like,
no, I'm doing this, man.
Yeah, I love it.
And I was wearing a blue shirt, and like orange and blue were complementary colors, so it really worked.
I love that.
The fit worked.
You look nice today, red. Orange. You too, blue. Nice. You also got two food items there.
Yep, they
were both pretty good.
Two food items. We got a citrus baked brie with preserved lemon marmalade, limoncello macerated blueberries and spiced Marcona almonds. So this was fine to me. It tasted, it was a baked brie, which I love a baked brie, in a puff pastry, I think. Some sort of pastry. My problem with it was the lemon tasted like lemon syrup, like lemon flavored syrup. And I don't like that flavor. Like if it had like a punch of citrus, either lemon or orange, I think it would have been really good. But this one was not for me. But what was for us was the orange sesame tempura shrimp.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And you got, I think there were like six shrimps.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a nice tempura shrimp anyway. So
yeah, me too.
It was lovely. And a little like little spicy glaze on it. Good stuff.
Yeah. Grab a napkin for that one.
And though. It was air conditioned in there. So highly recommend you go into the Odyssey.
Yep.
We should have gone at, well, we went at the right time. It was hot. Let's go in.
Yeah.
A good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Really. I said this might be in the right, well, it's kind of weird order. The only thing I will say about one of the booths we didn't go to, Florida Fresh, they had a really good looking Florida strawberry shortcake that I would like to get next time.
And two different kinds of street corn.
See, but we just went the wrong way. We were full by the time we got back around that way.
No, because we went to Mexico. Like,
yeah, but see, that's the thing.
Which though. Is right across. And the Mexico, the thing that we got at Mexico was it had esquites, I think that's what they're called, right?
Yes.
On the plate, and that's street corn. So we didn't need to go over to get the corn on the cob.
But that's really all I wanted for the whole festival day was from last year, the Taco Vampiro in Mexico. It's a beef taco and a corn tortilla with crispy grilled Monterey Jack cheese on the outside. Fantastic. My favorite thing I got
so
all day.
Good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really
I remember
good.
It being this good last year, and I was excited that it was back.
Yep.
So another good, like it was a good base there.
Yeah, I got one of those too. It was really good.
Let's see. Where do we stop next? We did stop in
and
China.
It makes me want to, next time I make tacos, do that cheese thing.
You should do it. We stopped in China just to get some, not in their food place, but their quick serve to get our normal dumplings, et cetera. So that was good.
And I have a grievance about China.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Build some walls and turn on some air conditioning.
They did. It was great.
Yeah. So they can build a wall. We know that. Build some walls in that restaurant, in that quick service, and turn on the air conditioning. What are you doing? You have one small fan in a concrete bunker. It's crazy.
Who had Jason?
It's hot.
Who had Jason going on a rant about build a wall tonight? I mean, I'm just, you know, that's surprising.
That is.
So
on podcast bingo, that would have been my last. All right, where do we stop next? American Adventure, I believe, was our next actual stop.
I think so.
And I got the spicy chicken gumbo. It was really good. It was either that or the muffaletta, and it was a game time decision. I went with the gumbo, mainly because I could sit down and eat it at those nice picnic tables there.
Yeah, you brought up a couple times how good it was.
It was really good gumbo.
And there's olives on the muffaletta.
Yeah.
Which is your, you don't like that.
They are my nemesis.
Yeah.
Is the muffaletta a muffin top?
No.
No, it's a sandwich.
Oh.
And still no with muffins. Just
ham, salami, salami.
Wow.
Salami. Mortadella, provolone, and Swiss with olive salad.
No.
I guess the olive salad is under it. It's not on it.
But I wasn't in the mood for asking for a special one, you know?
Yeah, and olive.
Olive permeates everything. I could just, I saw a picture of it, and that really, I was like, well, I'm not even messing with this.
It permeated through the picture.
It did.
Ooh, we also learned what all day means in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It means, like, if you have a bunch of orders backing up, so, like, if three people order the tacos, and they call out, you know, one taco, and then the next person comes up, and they go, one taco, and then the next person comes up, and they go, one taco, they would say the last one, and then say, three tacos all day. And that means the taco person, that's how many tacos we need to fulfill all of the orders that we have right now. So
Google was our friend on Saturday.
What's in play?
Mm-hmm. For those interested at the, also the American Adventure, they had a banana split funnel cake. That's too much for me, but I understand why people would like that.
Yeah, it sounds good, but it's so messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our next stop. Well,
I like
my
just
next
powdered sugar on my phone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all you need.
We didn't stop in Japan, but had we stopped, I would have gotten the sushi assortment. But sadly, they also have frushi, and that's not my jam.
Yeah. It is a lot of people's gym, though. People were bringing out plates of frushi. Mm-hmm.
People were also going crazy for all the stuff in France.
Yeah.
But we also did not stop there. At that point, everybody was getting full.
Yeah.
And I had one left in me.
Oh, I should have got this croissant. Dang.
Dang. Well, we went and looked to see how long the line for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure was. And it was on our app, it was what, like 40 minutes or something? And then it jumped up to like 70. And that's too much.
Yeah.
I've still only been on that attraction one time.
I'm hungry now. My dinner wasn't good, so I didn't eat a lot of it. Now I want a.
Well, you can go back to the Flower Hunt Garden Festival.
And roasted garlic. Mmm.
Our next actual stop, I went into the Rose and Crown and got a couple of beers. Well, one for me and one for Jason. I didn't double fist it, but I could have. Don't judge me.
I sat on the curb and waited.
Yeah.
A couple of things I wanted to highlight. In Canada, there's some seared scallops, which I would have gotten. It was one of the things that I went in wanting to get, but I was too full at this point, so I didn't get it. But I don't know that I've ever been disappointed with a festival scallop at Disney. Like, they make a good scallop.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're about.
And then, so that was in Canada at Northern Bloom. And then there was a, at the refreshment port, something that seemed interesting that I was hoping maybe Michael would bite on, but he did not, was a shrimp scampi poutine. so I was thinking, maybe, but he did not.
I do like a scampi. I actually didn't get anything from the Flower and Garden Festival, except I had a bite of your taco.
Yep.
Which was really good, and I wish I had gotten one.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't normally, at the food festivals, you don't normally partake very much.
Yeah, there's like specific things that catch my interest, like the sushi donut and anything with escargot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wasn't feeling it that day.
Yeah. Most of the time for those, you're sort of along for the ride. That's why we started while you're still on Guardians. Will was like, well, should we wait for Michael? And I was like, he doesn't really, like, he's not here for this. He's here for Guardians.
He's just remembering how good his three rides were on Guardians while we're stuffing our faces.
And he's probably, you know, when we're at the fifth or sixth stop thinking, I wonder how I can just peel away and go ride rides.
I was having a good time with you guys.
And yet he didn't want to wait 70 minutes for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
No.
Because that's too long.
And it's too long.
Just been on it too.
And we had just waited for a long, long time for it.
So our final stop was my final stop, and I've been intrigued by this for years, but I never went for it. The spicy hot dog from the Pineapple Promenade. And had I not been so full, that was a full-size hot dog.
It was a full-on hot dog.
And it was, this hot dog itself was spicy. It was like, you know, red.
Red.
It wasn't super, super spicy, but it had a nice pineapple chutney on top that cut it with a little mustard too. Had I not been feeling like I was going to throw up from eating too much and the heat and everything, that could have been a nice lunch. Put some real chips with that, not the plantain chips.
Yeah, get it without the plantain chips if you're in the mood.
But get yourself a side of fries or something with that. There's your lunch right there. You could call that dinner, too.
Go get that vichyssoise.
I will get the spicy hot dog again. It may turn into a new staple to order every year. We'll see. And that was our trip around
the Flower and Garden. Next time.
Oh, you did you? Yeah.
Yeah, at the Honey Bistro, hosted by the National Honey Board, there's a chicken and waffle. Crispy honey brine chicken and honey sweet cornbread waffle with whipped honey butter and spicy honey.
That's a lot of honey.
That is a lot of honey.
The topiaries were really cool, too, before we get off of Epcot.
Oh, no. Any particular topiaries you'd like to talk about?
I really like that they had the Encanto one, because that was new.
And I just remembered they used to have that cranberry bog. What happened to that?
I don't know.
Just
maybe COVID. Because the center of Epcot's not open. Oh, they didn't have room for it or something. Yeah. Or maybe we just didn't see it. I really like that there was a Daisy and Donald topiary right by Guardians, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
And they had the normal Winnie the Pooh ones.
Mm. Yeah, the Encanto one, that was really cool. It was the entrance one. Like, it was the main one when you walked
in.
They had the
A prime location.
Yeah.
Good for them. The miracle was them. You
know what I mean? It was. All of them.
All of them. Actually, they weren't all there. I don't know how many of them there were. Certainly,
there's a lot of them, yeah.
Abuela was not there. Anything else to mention about Epcot?
No.
The dog's mouth is moving on Living with the Land.
I don't remember that.
It's always moving.
That is also not true.
This time it was really moving.
This time it was moving, I guess. But it was not always moving. How dare you? And it didn't break down, so I was happy about that.
Yeah.
We were moving a little slow. But other than that,
yeah. Not as slow as when they have those sails up.
That's true.
That was bad.
And there was someone in the boat in front of us that they had to come on the intercom like four or five
times. Oh, yeah. Somebody was being
sit
bad.
Down or yeah. keep your arms and legs in the boat.
I was hoping we'd see some security at the end, but no, nothing.
At one point, they snapped and went, act like you've been somewhere.
get out of here. I will take you out of here. Hey. Okay. So we did all that, and we still had time for a nice break in the afternoon to go back and rest. We ventured back out to go to Disney's Hollywood Studios, where we really only had one thing planned.
Mm-hmm.
Except, no, we had dinner planned, too. We booked the Mama Melrose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I wish we hadn't booked the Mama Melrose, but we'll get to that.
We needed to eat something.
We should have gone to Payway.
No, we should not have. Yeah, no, I'm not. We're not driving anymore to go get mall Chinese food.
It was better than Mama Melrose.
No, that, okay, to you. But anyway, that was not the issue. We'll go ahead and talk about Mama Melrose. The issue was we were all full except Michael. You and I were both full. We ate barely half of ours.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have gotten the app. That was the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Mama Melrose was fine. Michael enjoyed his.
Yeah, it was fine.
It's always a fine meal.
It was, we all got chicken parm, and it was just, it's the cost to flavor to taste ratio was not there. It was too much for what you got, which is mall chicken parmesan.
That's not fair. I was joking about Payway. I don't even know what that is. Better than that. It was akin to an Olive Garden chicken parm. It was fine. It was way better than Tony's Town Square. We can all agree on that.
I can. I've never been to Tony's.
You
Town
just
Square.
Agree with it. You can trust everybody you've talked
from
to.
From what I've heard.
Ever.
Yes. You know what? Maybe when we go in May, we'll go to Tony's Town Square for you. You can. I'll sit on the bench.
Just wait. He'll know. He'll get here soon. We only did two attractions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggler's Run.
We did three.
We did three attractions, like I was saying. God. What was the third one?
Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
We had a standby
line.
Standby, yeah.
That was crazy.
Before Tower of Terror?
Yeah, we did Tower of Terror first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before Smugglers.
Michael,
Smugglers.
Why don't you just...
Yeah, we did Tower of Terror, and we did Standby, but the line wasn't bad because they had all the shafts open.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We were with a good group, a lot of screaming. There was a
lady
in front of me. She had bought like a Woody doll in like her Disney bag, and she took it out so that she could have the picture taken with Woody like kind of in view of the picture. But when she did that,
I didn't know that
the bag flew up out of her seat.
You can see it in the picture; like he's half out of the bag.
Yeah. Okay.
The bag like went up when we dropped, and it landed like on top of the ride vehicle.
Yeah, like
and it was just up there the whole time. And it just made me laugh so much.
And it was like, you know, there's probably what 4, 5, 6 inches maybe between the top of the car and the elevator car.
Yeah.
And it was just like bouncing
up
and down.
But it went up so fast from the lady's hands that it was so comical.
I didn't even see it until you like pointed at it after so we had fast.
Yeah, I saw it happen. It was
It was like
I was too enthralled.
It was crazy.
But then the bag was just sitting on top of the cage at the end. Yeah.
And then this lady just she ran away.
Yeah.
So I went and told a cast member, I was like, hey, somebody like that could be a safety thing.
It made for a nice picture. I'll say she had a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked, but then she.
So hold on to your belongings, especially if they
then
can.
Then she littered. That's
catch
the problem.
Wind or whatever.
After that, we did make our way to Galaxy's Edge and did Snuggler's Run.
Walked on standby. We didn't even do. We were going to do single rider.
There was no need.
There was no line.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. I think we stopped like in that little turnaround in the hallway right before you go into the Hondo chamber.
Yeah. Which I hadn't been on it forever because I'm always doing single rider.
Yeah. So it was nice.
Yeah.
We got to be pilots.
Great animatronic, by the way, again.
Yeah. Like, so good.
I never see it, but it's great.
Will and I got to be pilots. Michael was the engineer. Did you do engineer or gunner?
He was a gunner.
A gunner.
We only had one engineer or else we would have had a really good score had we had that second engineer.
Yeah.
We did a really good job.
We only got one dilithium tube or whatever.
It was a coaxium.
But I think that was on me because I think at some point my control slipped.
Sure.
And I crashed into the ground.
Yeah.
But I was doing a good job of following.
That's how I felt. I had to switch seats on Buzz Lightyear the next day because the first gun just wasn't working.
Yeah. It's disappointment. So we get done with Smuggler's Run, and as we're walking out...
You know what? It really is... I don't know that I can say Smuggler's Run or Kylo Ren anymore. Yeah. I always think I'm doing it wrong at this point.
Yeah. So we're walking out, and, you know, when you're coming out of Smuggler's, there's, like, a curve. You can't really see out the door until you get right at the door. So we kind of see people gearing up with rain stuff, and... We hear Kaspenberg go, good luck. It's like, oh, crap. So we get to the edge there, and it is a deluge. Like
in The Living Cease.
Yeah. Like The Living Cease.
And we were trying to go just from Smuggler's Run to Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, I can't say it right
now.
Yeah.
But it took us forever to get over there because we were trying to avoid the rain, which was impossible.
Yeah, so first we ran over to Doc Ondar's, and then it was like, looked around there. Did not purchase any lightsabers this time. I did that Darth Vader one though. So we went in there for a while, hung out. A lot of people just sitting in the, like, on the fixtures.
Lollygagging.
Just waiting out the rain. But the rain was going to be like an hour. So we're like, well, let's just make a break for it to Rise. But I have like my... feet are, I have like really flat feet, so they
can't go to war.
Yeah, can't go to war. I have to do a lot of like foot stuff to keep them dry so they don't like you know, so I don't get blisters and things like that. But we're walking around in there and it's like pouring rain, and we just came for a short trip, so I only brought one pair of shoes because I really only have one good pair of Disney shoes. So it was like, ah, crap. I left my Crocs in the room. So we were trying to figure out, or I was trying to figure out a way to get from Doc Ondar's to Rise the least exposed possible. So I was like, all right, we're going to go to Rise. And I was like, yeah, let's go through the market, right? Like, because that's covered. So that's most of the way there. And then you get to Rise and you go right into the thing. The market is not covered. Who knew? Not me.
I always thought it was at least partially covered.
Yeah, I thought it was covered.
Like a translucent roof or something. No, it's right out there. Mm-hmm. Great drainage in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Like the complete opposite of Fantasyland.
Yeah, there weren't huge puddles or anything.
But those kids with the puddles.
Yeah, so there was like a mom who gave them a choice of something or play in the puddles, and these kids go puddles, 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 and it was the happiest I've ever seen anybody ever.
You can build a lightsaber or you can go jump in the puddles for free.
Yes. Yeah,
that was the highlight of that whole day.
Yeah, so,
and then we rode Rise of Resistance or whatever.
Yeah, what's cool with Rise in the rain is the part where you go outside before you get on the transport.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually covered. You can't tell it's covered.
Yeah.
Because, like, unless you're looking up there. But because it was raining, we noticed that because I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do if they're going to just rush you right onto the transport instead of stopping. They did it normally because the rock kind of sticks out far enough.
Dwayne?
The facade sticks out far enough where it covers, like, where the guests are.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. That happened. And then we get on to Rise. And if you've ridden Rise, you get your shuttle gets taken, and then you go in like to be interrogated. And there's always, every time we've been a huge long line in like to get to the interrogation chambers, right? Huge, like double line. We walked on. Like it was like we walked right up to the front for the one time that we're like, well, we could spend some time in this room for while it's pouring rain.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was B mode, but it's still great.
Yeah. It's exactly the same.
And they were doing that new nighttime, about to do that new nighttime. Well, not new, that movie memories or something show. But then we just left.
Yeah.
to try to beat Fantasmic people to the car.
And it was going to rain again, so we were
So get we hightailed it out of there. And so, that was our jam packed day. That was a lot.
It was a big day.
I think we did. Besides Tron, we did way more that day than we did the Magic Kingdom day.
Yeah, we went to the Magic Kingdom later, and we kind of had a relaxing day there.
Yeah,
we didn't.
Yeah, I can't. You know, that was what we did the next day. Obviously, the Tron thing is the big ticket item.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, we got there around 11:30.
We had Genie Plus, so we just kind of did what we wanted to do, and
even without it, the lines weren't super super bad. There were a lot of people there, but they weren't riding attractions.
Yeah,
it was weird. The lines the 2 days we were there were not bad at all, except your big ticket ones.
Yeah.
And even then, they weren't insanely bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where all these people were, what they were doing.
I know, it was weird.
They were just milling about most times.
Waiting on Tron.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to that in 2 weeks, guys. Anything else? Honestly, we had a nice Magic Kingdom day. We didn't really do anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I will say we ended the night. So we had Tron at night, our preview. But we had a Genie Plus or Lightning Lane for Space Mountain earlier in the day, but it had gone down. So, you know, they had swapped it for a anytime Lightning Lane. So we ended up using it after Tron, just Will and I. And it was so rough. And I don't know if it was just because we had been on Tron and it was smooth, but it was one of the rougher Space Mountains I remember.
It wasn't as bad as Spaceship Earth last time I rode it. Where pipes were banging
this
under
was
it.
More, this was
remember
more
that
painful.
Scene in the Goonies when they were under there and banging the pipes? That's how Spaceship Earth felt to me. But obviously Tron was amazingly smooth.
Yeah.
This one was particular. There was a couple of times where we, did the bounce. Like, you always have that one where you go, whoa, and that's really cool a couple of times. But there were a couple of, ow.
Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah, the Tron being right next to Space Mountain is not doing Space Mountain any favors.
I'm hoping it will do Space Mountain line some favors once things calm down.
Or maybe it'll, maybe if people are riding them back to back, they'll start getting poor reviews and maybe they'll gut it and redo it.
Well, just replace the track like they did out in California. It really would do wonders.
Sure, but if you're going to ride Space Mountain and Tron, ride Space Mountain first.
Yeah, I would suggest that. Don't end your evening with Space Mountain after Tron and then, ow, my back kind of hurts. Let's go get on the bus.
Hopefully it was just the car we were in or whatever, but.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Yep. They did have fancy new shiny floors in there.
They did. It looked like stars.
Hello stars everywhere.
Yeah. Wasn't like that 4 weeks ago.
We did go to Ohana, but again, everybody, that 2-hour reservation window it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere. It's amazing. We didn't even have to look that hard.
No, we got it that day.
That's great.
Yeah. It's nice.
Just saying.
We may overdo Ohana now.
Because
you can get it whenever.
I do it every weekend at this point.
Yeah. Apparently.
It's just so. It was great. What a lovely trip. Anything else to add?
No, we had a great time.
Yeah, not about the trip.
And we
do have something.
We will go in depth about Tron.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We're going to talk about our experiences and we're going to do an attraction spotlight on it overall in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Because next week, next Sunday is Selection Sunday, or this Sunday is Selection Sunday for
the NCAA
tournament,
basketball tournament,
last Sunday,
whenever
when this comes out,
we're recording
it's right now. The tournament is happening, right? So we are doing our bracket episode next week. The bracket is best Disney animated classic film. We have posted the bracket in Slack. We've sent it out to all the Patreons and we've posted it to Twitter or put it in Twitter or linked to it in Twitter. I don't know how we're doing it, you can go there, download the bracket if you want to be a part of the official judging of the bracket. You need to get it in by Friday.
We'll post it
Friday, St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patty's Day.
Friday the 17th at noon. That's the cutoff for being in the official judging. But obviously, play along. It'll be fun. The bracket's ready. Bracketron has been,
warmed up.
Warmed up.
Yeah. Is it like a chainsaw? It's got like a pole mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. All right.
So there you go.
That's it for this week. You can find us on Instagram and Reddit at /TFP podcast or on Twitter at TFP_podcast, where you can find we'll be posting about all this stuff. Take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher when you get a moment. Buy a t-shirt over at shop.tfppodcast.com. They'll look really great this summer at Walt Disney World or on the beach or at the pool or at your favorite park, your watering hole.
Work.
And we have some exclusive Patreon-only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/tfppodcast. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nah, that's it.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Number one, former Walt Disney Imagineering lead Bruce Vaught returns to the role.
What? What? Sorry. Bruce Vaught?
I meant Bruce. I'm a dude. I forget.
What was wrong with that?
Number one, former Walt Disney Imagineer lead Bruce Vaughn returns to the role.
I thought it was Bruce Vaught.
No, I mistyped it, apparently. Because everywhere else it's Vaughn in my copy.
Bruce Valanche?
He's great. I think whoever wrote that was really excited about the first part, and then they went to sleep. I gotta finish.
Yeah. 1400. Oh, yeah. They started it when they got the assignment, yeah. And they had the puns were coming in, and then it was like, oh, no, that's due tonight.
I'm going to finish that. Like, I have 2 weeks to finish this. I started this. Look how hot I got to start off.
Yep.
One spark of inspiration. I don't know.
That was a good one for Figment.
It was fine. It wasn't as good as the courses pun.
Well, yeah.
And the Beauty and the Beast pun was the best one. The whole
yeah. Time.